Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at dave@villagemedia.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is an open letter to Matthew Corbett, Chief Executive Officer at Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. I am writing in response to your recent email, which appears to have been sent to all Bradford West Gwillimbury, BWG, Public Library patrons. While the use of the patron list for what seems to be a politically motivated letter raises concerns about its ethical implications, my primary focus is on the inaccuracies presented regarding the strike of BWG Public Library CUPE 905 workers. To begin with, I want to emphasize that the CUPE 905 workers are genuinely committed to engaging in meaningful negotiations, an avenue that has regrettably not been forthcoming. Additionally, the assertions made concerning potential tax increases attributed to the proposed $1.35 per hour wage increments for predominantly part-time employees, who are currently paid below a living wage and lack essential health benefits despite their years of dedicated service, are both factually incorrect and potentially incendiary. To provide context, the overall cost to the town associated with this request, as I understand it, is approximately $50,000 per year, an amount notably less than half of your own individual CEO salary. The question arises, did the tax burden on BWG residents experience a considerable surge subsequent to your personal salary adjustments in recent years? Lastly, it's essential to recognize that the CUPE 905 workers encompass a substantial number of lower-paid, long-serving part-time staff members who are devoid of comprehensive benefits. Many of these employees have dedicated years of service to the BWG Library and are deeply valued by the community. Given their unwavering loyalty and the positive impact they've had, particularly in the eyes of library patrons, the reluctance to ensure their fair compensation raises questions. In conclusion, I urge you, as CEO, the BWG Public Library Board, and all BWG town officials, including Mayor LaDuke, who has a background as a former union member, to approach the bargaining table with a genuine spirit of compassion and sincerity. This is an opportunity to rectify the disparities faced by the CUPE 905 workers who, compared to your own circumstances, possess significantly fewer resources and are, by far, less well compensated. Eugene Malinchik, Bradford.